Paul Epstein is owner of Twist and Shout Records in Denver, Colorado. Thanks for speaking to KD&K Community Radio.
Thanks for having me. It's good to be here.
We're all really excited about Record Store Day, even though there's not a record store in Carbondale or Aspen or Glenwood Springs. For you, you've been in this business for a long time. Did you really open Twist and Shout all the way back in the 1980s?
Yeah, 1988. I bought it at a state tax auction. They had not paid the previous store, which had been called Underground Records from 68 to 88, had not paid their taxes, and my future wife and I kind of just stumbled on it one night and found a seized sign in the window and said, gee, we should go bid on this store because I used to love this store, and that is literally how it happened.
Twist and Shout, you know, hands down the best record store in Colorado in terms of size and scope, and not just CDs and vinyl, but video and all the merch and all the kind of things you guys have done. What are some of the secrets to success? How have you kept it going so strong for so long?
You put your finger on part of it right there, and in that it's, you know, diversification in an industry that's had some kind of monolithic formats, first vinyl and then CD. We've always kind of kept our eye to both the past and the future. In other words, when vinyl kind of was fading out for CDs, we fully got into CDs, but we kind of kept our eye on vinyl. We were also a pioneer on kind of the whole lifestyle thing, you know, the toys, the shirts, the books, magazines, and videos, mm-hmm. and all that stuff that kind of gets cross-marketed with music. So in other words, if there's a Miles Davis CD, we'll have a Miles Davis book above it and a Miles Davis shirt right there. And that was kind of that whole kind of idea of cross, you know, vertical marketing, the whole experience of culture and music. That's one of the main things we did to keep going and to preserve ourselves.
It seems like the fate of other record stores in Denver has kind of been more of a roller coaster ride. I mentioned that there are no longer any record stores in Glenwood Springs, Aspen, or in Carbondale. As you've watched the marketplace shift in Denver, what are your feelings on, you know, where we are now and what's ahead in the next couple of years?
The vinyl thing is not new. It's fully a decade in. I don't relish any small independent being gone. The more, the better, as far as I'm concerned. Where the things that have really changed the market have been the giant guys, which are on the online side, Amazon, and then companies like Best Buy and Walmart on the bricks and mortar side. They have changed the way business has been done with music, and in many ways hastened the end of physical music because of their predatory practices and so forth. It's been amazing that we are still here and that as a small, what a quote-unquote small independent operator, we've been able to hang on. I think there is room to keep going. I do see other small operators out there who are doing it and managing to find a niche. And I feel fairly optimistic that physical music's going to be, you know, part of the mix for quite a while.
You mentioned the little guys doing it out there. I mean, for us in the KD&K listing area, our closest record store is Triple Play in Grand Junction. So why would a store like that be on your radar? Why do you root for them?
In the case of that store particularly, one of the owners or the son of the original owner has come into my store and introduced himself to me, and it was a really nice guy, and I wish... Well, you know, competition is good. You know, in the classic, you know, capitalist model, it's supposed to be that way. And in the independent model, there's supposed to be various independent operators who bring different things to the market and succeed because they're meeting some niche in a big market. So I wish for that. I want there to be other guys doing it. I can't do everything, and I can't meet every customer's need. So I really do root for the independent. Plus, it's not that, you know, it's 30 years, but I remember what it was like to start and to be small, and I know what that experience was like, and I do wish success for any small operator, because that's the American dream.
talking to Paul Epstein of Twist and Shout, the best record store in Colorado, hands down, based in Denver. And it's Record Store Day on Saturday. A lot of people think of celebrating 420 in Denver this weekend. But for music fans, Record Store Day is a pretty exciting one. How did Record Store Day come about? What got your involvement started?
Well, I was actually there at the founding of it when several independent record store owners were sitting in a hotel room late one night, and one of them, Eric Levin, who owns Criminal Records in Atlanta, which also sells comic books, said, "Hey, there's this thing called Free Comic Book Day. We should do something like that." And that's where the idea came from. And it really just started out that simply. And in the beginning, it was kind of almost like this quiet little club for serious collectors in the first couple years. And then somewhere around year three or four, it started really catching on. And then this is year 11, about midway through, about year five or six, it started becoming known by mainstream society. Everybody started knowing about Record Store Day. My 96-year-old mother knows about it. It's a big deal, and suddenly hundreds and hundreds of people were lining up outside our door on Record Store Day, and it grew like our store, like a good band. It grew organically by word of mouth and by reputation, and that's a pretty cool thing in today's world.
Yeah, and the idea of pushing out independent, you know, alternatives to big corporate power obviously caught on whether or not people were into records. But the records themselves are a big part of why Record Store Day is such a big deal. What are you, Paul Epstein, Twist and Shout Records in Denver, what are you excited about in this 2018 Record Store Day?
Yeah, well, I mean, don't ever underestimate the actual power of the physical item and how powerful it is to hold it in your hand. And that's not even to talk about the quality of the sound. But for this Record Store Day 2018, the couple items that really are striking my fancy are, one, for obvious reasons, is Jason Isbell live at Twist and Shout. This is a concert of Jason Isbell playing live in my store. It was released for a short time on CD and then went out of print, and it's been gone for quite a while, and now it's coming back on vinyl for the first time. It's a lot of excitement about it. It's a great set of music, and he does. He closes the set with Van Morrison's Into the Mystic, just beautiful version. So that's one item I'm very excited about. Personally, there's a piece called Frank Zappa Lumpy Gravy Primordial, which is this original classical piece of music Frank Zappa wrote and recorded in 1968. And has never really been released except on a very expensive box set. And it's just an incredible piece of music. It is everything that avant-garde, forward-thinking music should be. And it's, you know, 50, 60 years old, and it still sounds completely fresh and exciting to my ears. And then I'm also really excited about the single by Brian Eno and Kevin Shields of My Bloody Valentine. That should be a really interesting, I haven't heard it, but it should be a very interesting collaboration.
For people who don't know, how does Record Store Day work? So people wait outside, they try to be first in line, you know, not unlike other big shopping days. Are the Record Store Day exclusives, are they for sale? Are they giveaways? Does it vary item by item?
Well, no, nothing is on sale. There's actually very strict rules about what we can do with the Record Store Day stuff. It's all out in the store. It's first come, first serve. You're only allowed to buy one of each item. You can buy as many different items as you want, but you're only allowed, they don't allow anybody to hoard or anything like that. And we have very strict rules about, you know, what we can charge, and we're not allowed to tell how many copies we got, and it, you know, it's a very controlled thing, and it is like a lot of classic retail experiences. People line up early to get in and get at it, and it's really fun. I mean, the overriding thing is good cheer and fun. Everybody's in a great mood. Everybody's psyched to be getting this stuff. It's all very well thought out, exclusive and cool and limited. So it really appeals to the cult cult collector and everybody. And, you know, it's one of those classic old school days of retail that we don't see that much anymore, but used to be a regular part of the music industry.
Oh, man. Well, Record Store Day is going strong, and big thanks to independent business owners like Paul Epstein of Twist and Shout in Denver. Paul, you've also done so much to support your local community radio station, KGNU. Why do you think community radio, KGNU and KDNK, still matters, just like records still matter?
Oh, well, that's a, you know, in the age of the internet, which I am totally involved in and understand and part of, but we are in danger of losing the thing we understood as culture and art. They've been changed by the rapid delivery and inability to focus on anything or anything to rise above that the internet causes. So the old school, to me, the old school traditions of craft and art and delivery, which are radio and records, and then take it out further, you know, that it's just an extension of a carpenter or a painter or any craft, anything that involves actually knowing what you're doing and having an opinion and having taste is a filter, a cultural, societal filter. That is the role that radio can play at its best, and it is such an important function. This idea that we're going to lose newspapers and lose radio, and it is terrifying to me, because that's how, for me personally, that is how I learned about everything, the beauty of the world, art, everything.
Well, it's such a pleasure to get to talk to you and get to know you a little bit better. Paul Epstein celebrating 30 years of Twist and Shout Records in Denver, and Record Store Day coming up Saturday. Excited about a lot of new music, some classics like Frank Zappa's Lumpy Gravy. And I also want to make sure people listening to this interview know that if you haven't checked out Twist and Shout in Denver, you can really make a day out of it, because there's a Tattered Cover bookstore. There's the Denver Film Society. I mean, this is a hub of culture in Colorado, and a real honor to get to know you a little bit better today, Paul Epstein. Hope you have a great Record Store Day. Thank you so much.
Well, thanks, and I'll see everybody out in the aisles.
Right on. Have a good one.